Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8, which says, none of us, every one of us, as well as any of us adult humans, reflection of God Almighty in this physical world, version of God Almighty over the realm of the spirit, can do nothing against the truth. Everything we've done, everything we're doing right now, everything we'll always do in our existence will always be for the truth. What is the truth? The truth is any and every law, principle that is in existence to make ourselves, any situation, anything we come across to function the way it's supposed to function. That's what truth is. For example, the truth concerning any of us's arrival is not the prayer of our parents to have us. It's not the legality of our parents coming together to have us, but the fertility, the elderness of the seed from a man's body, and the fertility, the elderness of the egg from a woman's womb. Whenever those two come together, whenever a seed from a man's body fertilizes a healthy egg from a woman's body, a version of you and I will arrive. That's how God's word, that is how the truth is. And that's why in any situation you find yourself today, you have found yourself and you always find yourself, there's a truth concerning that situation. It is actually ignorance, rejection, disobedience of that law, that principle that is responsible for the problem any of us have faced, we are facing, and we always face. That's what truth is. So why is it that we can do nothing against these principles, these forces? That is the truth. That is God's word. That is God's will for all of us. It's because truth is the most powerful, is the greatest male entity, seed entity, raw materials entity, software entity in existence. The way when you have a machine, a computer, there's a program, there's a software that makes that computer, that machine, to work automatically the way it's designed, it's built, it's created to work. The way the software makes that happen to that machine, to that computer, that is how the truth is. And truth is the most powerful form of that software. Just like when a farmer plants a seed into a ground, it's the kind of seed that is planted that is harvested. Truth is the most powerful form of that seed anybody can plant. The way in any relationship, human, animal, organic relationship, the way the male entity in that relationship determines the nature of that relationship, that is how truth is. And truth is the most powerful form of that male entity. That is the reason why none of us can do nothing against the truth, whether we realize it or not. That thing that we think we are doing is still in conformity with one truth or the other. Where we all have challenge, people of God, is another force, another entity, like a software entity, like a seed entity, there is a male entity that God Almighty, in creating you and I, adults, as version of God himself, as this same force, this same entity, side by side, the truth, which makes God, but unlike God, instead of this force, this principle, to walk with the truth in all our life, we use this force against the truth. And the reason why we make this mistake is because this force, this entity, even though it's not the most powerful, the greatest, but is the most important, it is created in us, just like God has it, to walk the truth, to be the driver of the truth, to be the sower of the truth. Like using the parable of a sower or a farmer. Every one of us at the hearing of my voice today, you are like the farmer. All of your life is the ground, the farm you are sowing to. But to get the best in this world, you got to sow the seed, which is the truth, in every area of your life and any area of your life. But The sowing, the farming, the tilling of the ground is this entity I'm talking about. And that is your faith as an adult human being. When we hear the word faith, religion has damaged that word that we just narrow it down to just prayer, to belief system, to a religious belief or religious association. But no. Your faith as an adult human is a human entity as well as a divine entity. Your faith is that thing, no matter how small it is, that you embrace, you do, you see, you say, you accept, you think about, you cherish, you treasure, you obey freely and willingly from your heart. Once anything and everything comes from you freely and willingly, not out of courtesy, not out of regret, not out of necessity, but willingly and cheerfully, that is what you are faith in. That's why whatever it is today you are enjoying, if you are not happy with it, even though it's the best for you, your faith is not in it. That is why it's possible for people to suffer and smile. The reason why they will be suffering and still smiling is because their faith is in that thing that brings suffering to them. That's why you see a lot of you are women, as graceful as you are, even though the truth about you, woman, is to be a queen, is to be a carrier of God's presence to any man, hear me very well, any man that values you. But ignorance, religion, tradition, culture, and wrong upbringing has lied to you, sisters, that the prison, the disaster you call marriage today is what is right. But you find it difficult to believe this truth I'm sharing with you because you are enjoying the prison, even though you are suffering, even though you don't have freedom, even though you are a slave to whoever is your husband. Which is why God said to you, woman, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, that you put yourself under a curse. Once a man rules over you, once a man owns you, owns your time, owns your womb, owns your decision, in the name of that man is your husband. See, you, the woman, you have the one that put yourself under a curse because you freely and willingly accept that. The reason why you are enjoying that slavery, you come married today, is not because it's right. It's because your faith is in it. That's the power of your faith. And that's why truth can work for you. Because truth itself, you need to have that same faith. That's why you see people, you tell them the truth. The next day, they say, this thing is not working for me. But yet they lie. For years, you stay with it, suffering, and you don't complain. The reason why you are complaining over a truth after one day is because your faith is not in it. The same thing you see in religion. You see in the body of Christ, body of God's people. You see God's people following diligently a man or woman of God, so-called lying to them, taking advantage of them, humiliating them, telling them lies, but they don't see anything wrong. Rather, it's such men or women of God, they will support, they will publish, they will make them popular because their faith is in him or her. But these same people, a truth teller, like my humble self, tells them the truth, tells them who they are, they will rebel. It's even the pastor that will take care of them. They will never make any sacrifice because their faith is not in such pastors.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
To make it in this world is as simple as it is complex. But if you be honest with yourself, you make it. Every victory you are going to have in this life, no matter how bad your situation is today, is for you to have faith in whatever the truth is concerning you, concerning that situation. Nobody, there's no force that can stop your victory from coming. The reason why you are facing the challenge you are facing now and you face tomorrow, and confirmed by Prophet Hosea in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, is because you are either ignorant of the relevant truth, or you outrightly turn your back, or What you have faith in is a non-truth. That's the three reasons why all of us have problems. But yet, only one way to solution. You can see the reason why. It's easy for us to mess up. It's easy for us to make mistake, but looks difficult for us to make it. Because there's only one way to make it. Your faith, which is embodiment of your emotions, freely and willingly. Listen to me, people of God. There's no force in this world that can succeed against you as an adult if you don't give opening. And the opening might be you had embraced freely and willingly something worse than what is coming to you. There's a saying in African language that when a major thing brings you to your knees, lighter things is going to crawl over you. If you already use your faith, you've already embraced freely and willingly a worse situation. Somebody, one jobless, miserable person, in the name of placing a curse on you, we start saying, all right, he treats you. And it will be that that is what is coming to pass. Go and check yourself. If it's that you don't have faith in what that person say or that person, then it is because you have had faith in something worse than what that person is saying. That's why you're on your knee. That's why you are down. Or you have said no consciously and freely and willingly to the truth in your area of life. And to get out, you see faith in the truth. That's the only one way. No two ways. To fall, to miss it, to make mistake, to sin, to commit a crime, can take any of the three ways. But to get up is only one way. You must learn to have faith freely and willingly in the truth of your current situation, in the truth of how did your situation become what it is, in the truth of where you are supposed to be, your situation should be, and in the final truth, how will you be who you are supposed to be, your situation be what it's supposed to be. That's how simple it is to make it, people of God. Don't let religion tell you that you are inferior. None of us is inferior. Because none of us is a mistake. I keep on telling you, people of God, because your parents together are a mistake, does not mean you're a mistake. That is why the so-called parental blessing, parental curses, family blessing, tribal blessing, tribal, how come you keep on running away from the country to countries that all they do as adults is to take responsibility, to have faith freely and willingly in their hard work, in their usage of their sound mind, in empathy, having a heart for humanity. How come? That's where you are running to. That's to show you that the so-called parental blessing or curse, husband blessing or curse, tribal blessing or curse, religious blessing or curse, pastoral blessing or curse, is your faith in those myths, in those lies, and or your faith against the truth concerning you. That is what is responsible for all this disaster. Begin to rise up on your feet, people of God. Begin to realize that you are complete. Your greatest asset is your faith. That's the greatest asset all of us have, and every one of us, adult human, whether you're a man or woman, whether you are saved or unsaved, whether you're a flock or pastor, whether as a flock you are a publisher, assistant or handmaid, whether you, as a pastor, you have Elijah order or Moses order, whether you're a regular conventional adult or special adult, you all have this faith. There's something, no matter how little it is, that you will say, you will do freely and willingly. Make sure that thing is the truth. Make sure it's the right thing. Make sure it's something that makes sense. That is when you become untouchable in life. That is when everybody that is associated to you, that is when they are proud to associate with you. That is when, even when you take your last breath, your memory will be just. Even after you are gone, your name will open doors for generations coming after you. That's why we are here, people of God. That is why God made every one of us adult human in his or her image to simply have faith 100%, 24/7 in the truth. And when you do that, you will live your life as an ideal adult human, a guru, as an ideal woman, a queen, as an ideal servant of the Most High, faithful minister. You become untouchable. Doors will begin to open for you. Goodness and mercy will begin to follow you all the days of your life. That is when no evil will befall you. That is when no calamity will come near your space. That's why people who are even not doing the right thing, because they are in your space, because they share your blood, because they are in relationship with you, they begin to benefit from you. That's why we are all here, people of God. Do everything to make sure you always have faith 100% in the truth, 24/7. Stay blessed, people of God, and stay rapturable.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International, YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International, Twitter at Shining Light M, website www.shininglightministries.org, Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.